State Superintendent Randy Dorn has been warning for weeks that he doesn't believe the charter school law would be constitutional. Dorn's office is charged with overseeing public schools in Washington, while the new charter schools would largely skirt his authority.
You're creating a new school system, public schools, and it's overseen by a new agency under the governor's office. I think that's circumventing the Constitution.
Dorn says he's weighing a court challenge and has an inquiry about it into the state attorney general's office. I-1240 might have other constitutional problems as well. University of Washington law professor Hugh Spitzer, no relation, says the law only allows the state to spend money on so-called common schools, defined as schools controlled by taxpayers through local school boards. Now, the initiative makes clear charter schools are common schools, but Spitzer says just saying that doesn't make it so.
Common schools is a precise technical definition. The drafters of the initiative have tried to accommodate this case. In my view, they have not been successful in that attempt.
The initiative's backers say the measure has been vetted by constitutional lawyers, and they're confident it will pass muster. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.